Zondervan presents Life in Defiance, Book 3 in the Defiance, Texas Trilogy by Mary E. DeMuth. Read by Renee Rodman. 1. Defiance, Texas, December 1977. When Hap Swift kicks me in my stomach, the last thing I see is the retreat of one well-polished pastor's shoe. Mama always said you could tell the value of a man by the shine of his shoes. How he treated them reflected how he treated his women, she believed. If you can find a man with polished shoes, Louise, she told me, then you'll find the world. The world I find today is a dirt-embedded yellow linoleum floor, no longer reverberating from rushing kids preparing for school. I can't even remember what brought on the kick, what inciting words I said to deserve Hap's rage. I try to stand, but the world twirls around me, nearly the same feeling I get when I drink a little too much, though not nearly as sweet, not as beautiful an escape. I retaste my breakfast, then swallow it again. I'm terribly good at swallowing things these days, particularly secrets. The children gulp down their share, too. If the church body would dethrone Hap from his pulpited pedestal and truly look him square in the eyes, they'd see these secrets. But no one bothers, not even the elders and deacons who actually know more than they let on. So we ingest secrets like gravel, our stomachs distended in the effort, never really feeling fed or alive. But this is not my only secret. A few months ago, someone killed my son Jed's best friend, Daisy Chance, a waif of a girl, 13 and gangly, and the love of Jed's life, though he wouldn't say such things. And as sure as I know the streets of Defiance, Texas, I know who killed her. Hap believes I'm slow. He doesn't understand the real Wheezy Pepper. When I'm holding my head in one curtained bedroom, convulsing under the spasm of another headache, I think and remember the man in the woods. You want to know, don't you? You want to know what kind of person would strangle a sweet teenage girl. Isn't it ironic that a woman people pass on the street, nod politely to, and gossip about, actually knows Defiance's most horrible secret? But I'm not telling. Not yet. Don't fret yourself, though. I'm pretty sure Daisy will be the only one taken. I steady myself at the kitchen sink, washing cereal bowls one by one. I scrub in circles, round and round, until they squeak beneath my sponge. And I watch the winter from my window. It's not a cruel winter, not terribly chilly, as you might expect this season. But this is Texas, after all, prone to doing its own thing. As I settle myself into the day's plain mediocrity, the wind musters strength, bending trees, ripping browning leaves from stark branches. There are no clouds shifting in the wind, no birds protesting. It's a silent torrent, threatening to unhinge everything anchored down. Leaves spiral to the ground, but I can't hear them. And even if I could, I couldn't stop their demise. In the quiet of my afternoon, a knock at my front door ends the day's silence. I open it to Emery Chance, face a fluster, eyes telling a story I cannot understand. "Can you be married to a dead man?" she asks. "Let's sit on the porch," I tell her. She slides slender hands down the legs of her blue jeans. "He was fixing to marry me. He asked me once." She reveals a simple gold ring.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?